So first, let me say that the growth in the region in sub-Saharan Africa has slowed markedly since last year. Basically, we saw growth last year of 3.4% for the region as a whole, and we forecast it to decline further to 3% this year. And this is way below the 6% or so that we've been accustomed to in the last decade. So one of the reason, and the main reason actually, why we've seen that big slowdown in the region is that many commodity exporters, and in particular oil exporters, are being hit by a very large shock. Indeed, we have seen the growth slowdown among oil exporters even sharper than for the region as a whole. We're forecasting growth for the group of oil exporters in the region to be 2.2% this year, which is way below the 6% we still had, for example, in 2014. And those are very large countries. In Nigeria, the biggest economy in the region, Angola, the third economy in the region, but also five of the six countries that make up the Central African Monetary Union, the CEMAC. So those countries are struggling and finding it very hard to adjust.
But the report also shows that many countries in the region are actually doing very well. So what are the factors that are working to their advantage?
So I'm very glad you're pointing that element, because usually people think Africa as one country with one set of circumstances. But in fact, you know, sub-Saharan Africa is made out of 45 countries, and it has always been and continue to have very large set of circumstances across the region. So indeed, while commodity exporters are having a rough patch right now, we see many other countries still enjoying robust growth. In fact, out of those 45 countries, we still forecast 13 of them to experience growth rate of more than 5%, and sometimes much higher than that. And those are countries, for example, like Kenya, Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, and many low-income countries. So what are the factors that are working in their favor? And first, those are all oil importers, so they are benefiting indeed from a lower energy import bill. Also, those are countries that still continue to benefit from very strong private consumption, and efforts to upgrade infrastructure is continuing to support growth in those regions.
There's also a serious drought affecting the region. What are the economic implications of this drought, and how does that affect the region's economic outlook?
So first, you know, what's important and quite worrisome is that some 40 to 50 million people might be at risk of food insecurity by the end of the year. So this is really of a very large magnitude. And to go back to your question, beyond those very high human and social costs that we see, there are also broader macroeconomic impact. So in terms of growth, the countries that we think are going to be the most affected are countries like Ethiopia and Malawi, where basically we're seeing agricultural production plummet. But there are also other impacts. For example, in Zimbabwe and Zambia, the level of water in the dam has gone down very much, and that has really curtailed electricity production. And for example, in Zambia, they have had to import a lot of electricity with a very negative impact on their fiscal position. And the last thing is that with food prices going up, we're seeing in many countries inflation going up, and that we fear is going to affect the most vulnerable segment of the population, including poor people in urban sectors.